Okay, the image of the body. That's what I want to talk about. Body image. So, how's your body image going?
Well, today is not a very good day to ask that question.
No. It's the bane of every woman's existence. Well, almost every woman, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't
So
think I know.
yours fluctuates?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like it depends how I am hormonally, right? 'Cause
Right.
like your body changes throughout the month. So right now I feel like a fat cow because I'm on my period. So I think I'm hideous and disgusting, but my body probably looks the same. It just feels different.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not exactly objective. I don't
Yeah.
know a single woman who can honestly say that they love everything about their body.
I feel like loving your body is a bit high of a bar. Like, I don't understand why we're all like, love your body. Like, why not just accept it, you know? Like, just be cool with it. Like, you don't need to love it, right? Like, just be like, whatever, this is it.
You have flaws, or
Yeah.
like even your personality, you know, like you can't help what you look like. That's how you were
Yeah.
born.
Yeah.
So
Absolutely.
life is a lot easier if you can just accept the package that you came in.
Yeah, I find the ironic thing about aging is the grosser my body gets, the more comfortable I seem to get with it, which is fucking crazy. When I think back to when I was young, I'm like, oh my God. And I had no idea. Like, I had no idea what I had such body dysmorphic, whatever. Like, and now my body's like grosser, but I'm actually pretty comfortable with it just because. I don't know. I just, again, I said this before, and I feel like at our age, all the pressure is gone because it's like nobody cares. Like, we're old women. Like, we don't need to look hot in a bikini anymore, right? You know, like, it's just not expected. And I don't know. It just kind of took the pressure off for me. So,
Nobody is looking at you anymore, so then you
yeah.
finally have that like
Freedom.
peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't you're supposed to have cellulite at this age, right? Like, whereas when you're young, there's so much pressure on us to look perfect or, you know, like our bodies are everything to a young woman. So there's just always all these eyes on you. And it's, yeah. But it's just ironic that when I actually had a great body, I had no idea and I
Yeah.
hated it. And now I have a gross body and I'm like, chill with it. It's like, fuck, that's just life, right?
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah, like your perception about it has changed because the pressure is off, and now you can actually be grateful for it.
Yeah, now I'm just happy if it doesn't hurt, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm actually super fit and I care about all that stuff. But again, it's more utilitarian. Like, it's because I don't want to get injured. It has nothing to do with what I just don't care anymore, like what I look like. So, but I'm, you know, I look after your body because, yeah, you don't want to throw out that back. It fucking sucks. It's the worst. But and then another reason I wanted to bring this up too, obviously we got to talk about the body positivity movement because I have thoughts on it. It's something I've changed my mind about because I feel like in our fucking culture, we always take something good that has a purpose and it needs to happen, and we take it too far until it turns toxic almost, you know. I understand both sides of it because I in order to recover from an eating disorder, you really do have to not care about your body and you have to not care about food. You have to like let that go. There's no other way to recover. So I understand the body positive movement. It's great, but now it's morphed into this fat acceptance movement. And people are dying. Like, I saw this reel, like all these fat acceptance influencers who all died and had heart attacks. And it's like, oh God, like why, right? Like, doesn't it feel like we always go too far?
Well, yeah, like what's the difference between being anorexic and being obese? Like they're both extremes on either side, and they're both unhealthy. Like they cause stress to your body.
Yeah.
I just wish that we could get to the point where we're like, whatever my body needs is what I'm going to give it, instead of worrying about so much how it looks and just focusing on feeding it properly and moving it and making it utilitarian, like making it work for you, because your body is there to move you around and keep you here. So yeah. If you're doing things to your body that are going to decrease your lifespan, it's probably like, just intuitively, that feels wrong. Like being super, super waif skinny in the 90s, not good. Being super overweight, not good, because it puts stress on your heart and your joints, and both of them are bad. So
yeah, I just hate how our culture, I feel like if you point out a truth, you get in trouble. Like, because it's just like, being overweight is not good for you. Like, and that's a fact. That's not like a political belief. That's like, that's the reality. Like, your chances of all the diseases go up, you know? But you're not really allowed to even say that anymore. You know, it's gone to the point where, and again, I love the momentum. Like, you love everybody. Don't discriminate someone on their weight. Of course not. But at the same time, let's be reasonable.
This is the thing. I have never given a shit about anyone else's body. I don't care what anyone looks like. All I care about is mine. And I want it to look the best it can. But I've never gone to an extreme. Like, I'm not willing to starve myself. And I'm not willing to go so far that, like, I can't even do a diet. Like, let's be real. Like, I can't do that because they don't care enough. And that's not how I want to live my life. I don't want to be thinking about that all the time. I want to think about other things, you know? And it makes me really sad that so many women have spent their whole lives, like, I think of Oprah, for example. Now she's on Ozempic. Like, her whole life has been about her weight. And she's so much more than that.
That's what I wanted to bring up too, because like so many celebs are like body positive, and the second they get their hand on a motherfucking drug that makes them skinny, all of them start chowing down, and it's like, it's so hypocritical.
Bullshit.
It's,
like,
it's so funny though. It's so, you know. That's,
but what
just...
is it with our culture being obsessed with being skinny?
See, I don't think it's our culture. Like, people are it's just the way we are. The female body is, you know, it's looked at as a form of sex. It is a sex object in a way, you know what I mean?
But I think the skinny isn't about sex at all, because I don't know if you've ever had sex with someone who's really thin.
Please don't.
It's like two skeletons smashing together. I feel like it really is about fashion. Because clothes always look better on a body that's thin.
Yeah, that's like, right.
You can
that's
wear
true.
Anything. If you're skinny, you can wear anything.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe
if you have a butt and thighs and boobs, it's harder to find clothes that fit you properly.
Yeah. So that's true. But yeah, I think it's interesting that I find it more like, once our society got kind of obsessed with images, like once magazines came out and then the motherfucking internet. Because I remember in psychology, we were learning about the obesity epidemic, and it started like around the 1960s, 1970s. It started climbing, and they listed like 10 hypotheses. And like one of them was like, people quitting smoking, or like all these like ridiculous things. And I was like, to me, it's so obvious. It's like the images, women were bombarded with images and celebrity culture and all that shit, right? So they wanted to, the pressure became like crazy, and these women wanted to look like this. So they started obsessing over their diet. And like, you remember what the 80s were like diet was like, I was brought up on like margarine and bagels, like, and skim milk. Like, how am I alive? It's so gross.
And like, but aerobics.
Yeah. Oh, fucking Jane Fonda. Like, we were, my mom and I were doing that every day after school, like the feast. Like, but it's just ironic that that's what made us obsessed with food and then caused the obesity epidemic. Because the more we obsess about food, like we've said before, the more you want to fucking eat, and food becomes something emotional, you know?
But I also think that the way we eat has changed a lot because we switched from eating whole foods to having convenience foods because our lives got busier and busier and we just started buying fast food and like that shit has a ton of stuff in it that makes you put on weight. So, and eating way more sugar and chemicals in our food, all of that. And then add to that like different hormones being pumped into like chicken and shit. Like,
Yeah, it's
so,
always a bunch of factors. I was just amazed that they didn't even think of that, you know, because I was like, because I get it. It's like, doesn't really, it's ironic, but I think our culture is obsessed with the female body. But
Yeah, because nobody
now,
cares about dad bod.
yeah, I've never, I mean, it's attractive when a guy cares about himself enough to like be healthy and look after himself, but I've never cared about his
No.
body. Right? It's not the same.
No. The pressure, even with men's aging, like I've seen some videos where they retouch men's photos the way that they retouch women's. Like they did
Oh.
like George Clooney and Brad Pitt and like all these guys who are in their 50s and 60s, and they got rid of all their wrinkles the way that they do for females. And it was bizarre because, like, we don't expect that. It's
Yeah, what
just,
did it look like? Did it look weird?
yeah, look weird. It
Yeah,
looks weird on women.
because
I
wrinkles are
want to,
hot on guys.
but they're hot on women too. Like, that's the problem is like, why are wrinkles okay for guys, but not for women? We're the,
No, but it's like biologically males seek out the young, fertile women, you know, it's like in their DNA, like they
but
want.
that's just like we're living our lives for men.
Yeah, but we can't help it to an extent. But yeah, this is also something you're not supposed to say that. But here's a prime example. Like, I would have been such a better dude. Like, I'd be such a hot guy just because I'm like all character, but not really looks, you know? Like, I can't be bothered.
Okay.
So I'm like, I would have, because here's the example is I just watched this show, Boardwalk Empire. It's fucking amazing, by the way. But the hottest man on that show, and I guarantee if you pulled most women, they would agree. He literally had half his face blown off. Like he had half a face, but he just, his character, the way he was, I was just like, I'm obsessed with him. He was like the hottest guy. And I imagine that was a woman though. If that was a woman with half a face, I, no matter how, what her character was like, I don't think men would be falling over each other to date her, right? Or
No,
like,
because men are not looking for character. They're just looking for beauty.
or like Stephen Hawking cheated on his fucking wife. If Stephen Hawking was a female, do you like really? Like, no, it would, like Stephen Hawking would not, if he was a woman, would not be getting any ass, like nothing.
No.
So it's just, it's funny when people try to deny it when to me, look around, it's pretty obvious how we're sexually attracted to different things in general, right? But anyways, getting off on a tangent. Yeah, it's an Olympic.
I'm so like uncertain of what I'm allowed to say or not allowed to say because I'm just like thinking about health more than like being healthy. I don't know. And healthy is there's a big range. It's not like fucking BMI, okay?
Oh yeah, fuck
Like
the BMI.
that doesn't make sense. That my BMI says I'm obese.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it
Are you
does.
fucking serious?
Yeah. I weigh
Wow.
way more than I look like I weigh. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the BMI, I don't think is, I think it's been debunked as something totally bogus. Like it's super old fashioned.
But like, you know when you feel good, and that's where you should try to stay. Like we all know when our body feels strong and like we're taking care of it, I
Yeah, it's
think.
another like weird thing about getting older because like all I care about is health. Like I'm obsessed. And when I was young, I never thought about I didn't give a fuck about how healthy I was. Like where now I'm all about, you know, like the microbiome, dude. Like it's so important. Like you'll notice, or all, you know, like if my gut is fucked up, if something's going on down there, it totally affects your brain. Like you've got no, like apparently you've got tons of serotonin receptors in your gut, and it totally affects your mental health.
Oh,
So
totally. And your mood. It's like
yeah.
if I eat gluten, like I'm not celiac, but like I definitely notice that I have a bit of a sensitivity around certain types of foods. Yeah, it makes me feel shitty and
Yeah, affects your mood, right?
tired and yep.
Yeah, that's why those probiotics are so important.
Yeah. But yeah,
But
like how do you feel about your body now? You love it?
no, I don't think I'll ever love my body. I mean,
Well,
that's a bit too much to ask.
let's talk about your favorite part of your body.
I have pretty nice feet. Like I should be on that feet finder shit. I don't know why. It just feels too not real to me. It seems like I can't really get wrap my head around that guys like feet pictures, or they sexually like. I can't really grasp that. So it just seems like I don't know. But it is real, right?
Yeah, it's a fetish.
But I just don't understand it.
That's
But
okay. You don't have to.
I do have beautiful feet, though. But that's about it. The rest of me is, you
What?
know.
What about your legs?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it looks goofy. I have all legs. I have no waist. It's just like legs. Like, and I remember my mom saying that when I was young, but I didn't really understand what she was talking about. I don't know. You don't really see yourself, because I would have to get like the small leotards, even though I was like the tallest, because
Yeah, because you
I
have a
have.
short torso.
I have no trunk, right? Yeah. So at least I don't have to wear heels. Like, fuck, thank God. Not that I would anyways, but
Oh, I love wearing heels.
yes, no, they're torture devices to me. I don't understand. But I do like being tall, I guess. Like I can reach shit. Yeah, what else? No, I don't know. I mean, but I don't like hate my body. I accept it. I feel pretty comfortable with it. Like I said, as long as it's healthy, I'm
Yeah, like I
stoked.
just want my body to not be in pain.
Yeah, I want
And
to
like,
work.
yeah, because like last week I went to physio because I fucked up my rotator cuff from working too much. And it
What's a
was,
rotator cuff?
it's like this muscle in your shoulder. So, like,
Oh.
I can't. If I put my arm over my head and try to take it backwards, I can only take it like a couple inches
Oh,
because it's all
shit.
stiff. Yeah. So I have these exercises I have to do. But anyway, it's like I love working out because it makes me feel strong and it helps my mood. And I've been doing it my whole life and I did it my whole life not to be skinny. I did it my whole life because I need to. Like, I have to move to be happy, I think. Does that make sense? Like,
Yeah.
I have friends who are like, I never exercise, and I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, I would go crazy.
I have to move like all this energy out of my body. Like, that's
Yeah,
why
me
I went
too.
into dance because I mean, I don't know if that makes it sound like I have ADHD again, but
Kinda, because yeah, I feel like a dog. I need to like chase the ball around at least twice a day. I could never just sit. I go insane. But it's funny how when I was young, I was like exercising for calories, literally like how many calories I've, and it was such a fucking slog. It's interesting how your mindset matters. Whereas now with a different mindset where I love it and it's enjoyable, but I'm not, but when you're just like doing it to burn calories, it just felt, it was like torture.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever counted calories,
It's
which is
so
kind of
dumb.
crazy
And
because
it doesn't even matter. I don't think calories matter that much.
I feel like a lot of people will say calories in, calories out, and
I
it's
think
just like
that's
math,
old-fashioned. No.
but I don't believe that because it really matters what you're eating.
If that was the case, if calories mattered, then when I was an alcoholic, than obese. Like I was pounding like 18 hay yells a day. Like that's a lot of calories. So I don't, yeah, I feel like that's old fashioned too, but I don't
It
know.
also totally discounts metabolism.
Yeah, and we're also different. I feel like everyone is meant for a different diet sort of thing, or like what everyone's body. So it's hard to give out like diet advice because everybody's body is different. So I think you should just go with what feels best, right?
Yeah, you have to figure out what works for you. It's just like
And
any routine in your life. You're like, I'm a morning person, so I get up early and I do this and that. Like, that is what's optimal for you. And I hate how the whole diet industry has like made so much money promising people that they're going to lose weight by following a certain plan, but it's not one size fits all.
yeah,
Sometimes people
no.
do those diets and they gain weight.
Yeah, everyone's different. And to me, like, it's stress is so bad on your body. So if you're fucking stressed about food all the time or deprived or, you know, that's like so bad for you. Like that amount of stress is so horrible for your body. So just eat the fucking French fries and go to bed, you know, like
Like, I can
just.
say like that's an actual fact because like my daily routine and what I eat and how much exercise I'm doing is the same all the time. And I'll put on weight when I'm really stressed and I'm not changing anything about what's going in my body
Yeah,
because it's
it's
just the
weird.
cortisol.
Yeah, it's like a silent killer. Like you don't really notice it, but same, like my skin will break out. And yeah, and then it's like a snowball, and then your sleep suffers, and then yeah, you get unhealthy coping mechanisms, and it's all just a shit show. But yeah, I know it's crazy how bad stress is for you, because everyone seems pretty stressed out all
I
the
know, and we don't really talk about it, but
time.
it's the main reason that people gain weight
Yeah.
or lose weight, honestly, because if you're really, really stressed, you don't eat. Certain people, everyone's body is different. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to tell anyone how to feel about their body. I don't want to pay attention to anyone's body except mine. Like, that's why I find like the magazines, like I have always felt bad about my body because it didn't look how the ones in the magazines looked.
Dude, have you seen The Whale?
No, but I want to. Is it good?
I don't even know. It's so depressing. I found it so fucking morbidly depressing. But the way, I don't know, it's like probably cinematic or whatever. Cinematic. I love just jumbling words together and then just hoping nobody notices.
They do.
You always do, though. Cinematic. Or one time I was like, oh, someone was like, did you have a C-section? Or I was like, no, I had her vaginally. They were like, it's vaginally.
Vaginally.
I said, vaginally. I thought it was vaginally. Vaginally, vaginally. Whatever, man. People are so stickler about these things. But yeah, I found it really quite. I think it's just shot in that dude's living room, but you should watch it. Yeah, did you have any questions about body image?
I don't have any questions, but I do feel like it's kind of a sad way to live your life, just being worried about what you look like, whether it's the shape of your body or what your face is looking like or whatever. It sucks because unfortunately, that's what everyone judges you on, but it's such a small part of who you actually are, and you have very little control over it.
Yeah, you can't do that much. Like, not really, let's be
It's
honest.
genetics. Like,
Yeah.
unless you want to get plastic surgery and spend a bunch of money on that, which is
And
also a risk.
because most people who do that look worse, in my opinion. Like, I would rather have wrinkles than puffy plastic face, you know? But everyone's different.
Yeah, I don't care what people do. They get to decide. It's their body and it's their life. But it does seem like kind of a sad way to exist because there's so much more to you than your container.
Oh yeah.
And I
I kind
hate
of like a
how we judge each other on it so harshly.
Yeah, we're assholes.
But you know what? People do not notice the things that you notice. That's for
I know,
sure.
because I don't really notice. And like I love a nice little belly, you know, and a guy.
Yeah.
Fun to like play with. But yeah, I know. Nobody notices that shit except for you.
Like sometimes I'll come home from work and I'll be like, just as a memory test, be like, what were my coworkers wearing today? And I don't remember at all. And I'm like, okay, so that is how you know someone is not noticing that you had a red spot on your nose or something. Like, no one is paying attention. They're
Yeah,
just
or when
kind
you
of,
have a zit or something.
Yeah, like, you're just kind of like a blur. I don't know. The only way that people really look at you for a long time is if it's a picture. And that's how our
No,
world is now.
nobody even looks at you. Like if you take a group picture, everyone just looks at themselves in the picture. 100%. No one notices. You could have like your boob hanging out. No one would even notice because they're just looking at you. It's funny. It's really funny. But yeah, I know it's a silly way to live our lives, but I think it's human nature, you know. We're sexual creatures. We want to get it on.
Yeah, like I think about getting naked right now, and that just seems like a nightmare. Like, there'd have to be some low lighting.
Yeah, I feel like men don't really understand that part of us. Like, fuck, I used to turn down sex or like when I was young, like just because I was so uncomfortable and it was all me and my body, but they would take it as me shooting them down, where I was like, no, I just, this lighting, I can't, like, because I couldn't get in the mood if I was so focused on
Like
how
you're just
gross I looked.
self-conscious.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but then I don't think they ever understood that.
Like I remember not doing things when I
Yeah.
was younger because I didn't want to get in a bathing suit or I didn't want anyone to like see what my body actually looked like. Like I remember in high school, I was so uncomfortable. There was absolutely nothing wrong with my body. I was just normal. But I was starting to develop and I was very uncomfortable with it and didn't want anyone to see. And so I would just wear super baggy clothes. It was the 90s, so there's like a lot of flannel and baggy shit. But I remember one time I went to school and I had to dress up. And so I was wearing clothes that actually fit me. And somebody in the hallway was like, "Oh, Carmen, you actually have a nice body." Like horrified because I didn't want anyone to look at me. Like I just couldn't handle how my body was changing and I was trying to hide. And all of those experiences where you missed out on things because you were too afraid to show your body, that sucks. Like
Yeah.
it's just such a silly reason to miss out on an experience.
So dumb. I mean, I'm glad I don't feel that way. Rarely do now. Like, I don't give a fuck. We're old, dude. We're past our prime by
Yeah,
far.
but
So,
you have the kind of body that everyone wishes they had. That's the
dude,
thing.
no, it's not. It's really not that
But it's
great.
funny because everybody wants what they don't have. Like I was talking to my friend yesterday about how we wish that we didn't have big butts or like boobs. And then there are other women who are like, "I wish I had a butt and boobs." Like everyone just wants what they don't have.
Yeah, it's the same with hair. Like you talk to a girl with straight hair, she's like, "Oh, I wish I'd cr you talk to a girl with curly hair." Oh, it's just like, "Oh my God, that's again human nature." But no, like when you've had a kid, like no matter what, how skinny you are, like if you bend over, like that shit's flapping in the wind. Like,
Yeah, a lot of loose
yeah,
skin.
like Kids really do ruin the figure.
The best thing was like growing up and then going to like a swimming pool change room and seeing what real people's bodies actually look like. And you're like,
Yeah, all the
oh,
pubes.
wow. Like, this is because you would just see perfect bodies in magazines and on TV, and you never saw what actual bodies look like. And you're like, oh, wow, there's like such a range, and all of them are beautiful, you know, in their own way.
Well, the
Well,
oldies are interesting.
no, but especially when I was in art school, like when we would do nude models, it was way more fun to draw or paint the people who had lots of like hangy bits, you know, like way more fun because there were all these curves and folds, and like it was just more interesting. And that taught me a lot. I was like, oh yeah, like from an art perspective, like it's way more fun to draw a body that doesn't look like the magazines. Like, this is what bodies are.
I don't think I'd ever be comfortable enough with my body to be able to sit fucking buck naked in front of a room of people sketching you. Like, I just, that's like, wow, right?
I
Like,
know. Those
that
people were
is
so cool.
like you, that's amazing. I wish I could, but I don't really see that in my future, but that's maybe that's a goal.
Yeah, like, did you ever know anyone who had a mom that would like walk around the house naked? Like, some people are just so
No. Yeah,
comfortable.
like my mom wouldn't even ever go swimming with us because she wouldn't put on a swimsuit. Like I grew up with that. She never would go in the water. So it's just yeah, it's a bummer,
Meanwhile,
but
our dads are like in Speedos.
yeah, fucking rollerblading through town in a Speedo. Like, what the fuck? No. Oh, men. So
Mean,
lucky.
men have body image issues too.
Yeah, especially gay men. They seem pretty into the bod thing.
I do find that really intimidating if you meet a guy who spends a lot of time at the gym.
Yeah, no, turn off. I don't.
I'm always like, oh, I'm not the girl for you because, yeah, I'm just not that invested.
Yeah, I've got better things to do, really.
I don't want to be obsessing about, I just try to make myself look as good as I can and let it go. It's more about how it feels.
Yeah. And lighting.
Lighting is everything at this age.
Totally
I
is.
feel like I can only go out at night.
Start living a graveyard life.
I'm a woman of the darkness.
But even some dark lighting can be like so bad, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know. You just have to not care because we're gonna be dead soon. So, whatever.
I mean, out of all the things that you could care about in life, I feel like obsessing over what your body looks like is probably something that you're not really gonna think about on your deathbed.
Yeah, no. No, definitely
Like,
not.
if only I hadn't had that cookie this morning. Like, no. You're like, give me all the cookies.
Yeah,
Like,
no,
just
life's
try to enjoy yourself. That's why we're here. We're not here to beat ourselves up.
and if you feel like your body's gross, like almost everyone else's body is also gross, you know? Like we're seeing images that are not real
They're not
or
real at all, especially
normal.
now
Yeah.
with AI.
Yeah. And it might just be bad lighting. And like sometimes you catch your legs in lighting and you're like, whoa, like that's, those are some dimples. Like, but then other lighting, you're like, damn.
Yeah,
So
like,
I think we're running out of time.
well, we are getting older.
Oh, God.
My God, why am I so old?
Oh, God.
I'm much more uncomfortable with aging than my body, but I guess the two are linked.
Yeah. Can't escape your body. It's your temple.